Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to have Gerardo Garcia de Blas, technological expert of network virtualization at Telefonica, with us. Welcome, Gerardo. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Gerardo, why don't we just start by talking a little bit about Telefonica and the place in the market that you have in terms of delivering communication services to the industry.
Okay. Telefonica is one of the leading providers in the world. We have different operating businesses in Europe and South America mainly. And my focus in Telefonica is mainly on driving network virtualization activities, specifically the run of some proof of concepts inside Telefonica related to network virtualization, and also driving the technical effort on the orchestration of NFV platforms, in this particular case, OSM, open source manual, where I am acting as one of the technical steering committee members.
Telefonica has been involved in pursuit of network virtualization for many years. You're one of the earliest communication service providers to engage in this space. Can you tell me why this is such an important endeavor for the company?
It's clear that virtualization, one of the main benefits of virtualization comes from the fact that the operation of the networks would become much simpler because they could be fully automated from the first step in the network. That means that from the network creation step to the final operation and day-to operation with customers, everything could be automated. Right now, we are in a world where the first steps to have something running requires a lot of hands-on and lots of manual work. And virtualization would help on changing this, okay, and making everything automated from the very beginning, okay? That's also going to provide us benefits from the point of view of new services that could arrive to our customers, because we could automate as much as possible the provisioning of new network services. Then having things running and available for our end customers will be much quicker.
Now, I know that Telefonica also works with Intel in this space to optimize infrastructure for virtualized network delivery. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of that partnership?
Our partnership started, I think that more than 6-7 years old, maybe. We started in the very beginning by using DPDK, one of the first versions of DPDK. It was not yet such a big project as it is right now. In that early moment, we were using DPDK to build DPI platform in-house. That DPA platform was used for some internal projects to have some knowledge of the internal traffic in Telefonica, in all cases aggregated, of course. And, we leveraged from that experience to know that it was possible to get high performance with data plane network functions using software on top of general purpose hardware. That was the first step. Then we move a little bit forward by making this platform virtualized. So we were able then to make it virtualized. For that purpose, we also count on Intel's help. And then once we managed to detect the things that were required to have our platform running on a virtual machine, then we went one step forward and we tried to investigate what were the steps to make the VNFs be deployed automatically via an orchestration platform. That's the next step. So we started in the very beginning just touching, let's say, the software directly. Then once we got that experience and we were aware of the things that were required to make things run properly, we detected the different gaps in the virtual environments. And then once we solved those gaps, then we moved one step forward and we went to the orchestration platform where we also detected what were the information models required to model properly a network function in a virtualized world so that it could obtain the performance that we were looking for. We have followed, let's say, all the different steps in order to have a platform which is OSM, that is open source manual, that is able to deploy a high performance data plane virtual network functions with a really high performance and guaranteed performance. During all these steps, we have worked together with Intel on trying to identify the different gaps and also to have the latest features in chips and processors incorporated so that we could exploit them in the different steps, from the software running on the hardware directly and also from the virtual machines running on top of that hardware.
Now, I know that you recently got some of the Intel Scalable Processor Family systems in your labs. Can you tell me a little bit about what you experienced with those tests?
Definitely. We were running some tests with virtual network functions that emulated one of the network functions that you could find in the fixed broadband network. By emulation, I mean that it was running most of the functions that you could find in the fixed broadband network, mainly for the data plane. We were able to achieve a better performance than the one that we could obtain with the previous platform. So from Broadwell to Skylake, we measure an improvement that could vary from 20% to 80% of improvement, depending on the kind of traffic that we were injecting to do the test and also the different conditions of the test.
When you look at the rise of virtualized capabilities in a comms environment, why is open source Mano so critical in terms of overseeing those workloads?
Well, open source Mano is modeling the information that the VNF provider has to give us so that we could know exactly that no matter where we will deploy a VNF, that we will get the expected performance. Those models include a set of capabilities that the VNF provider declares, like, for instance, the use of pages of memory, specific CPU pinning, the use of SRIOV or pass-through interfaces. These kind of things are critical in order to deploy the VNF in a virtualized environment and to guarantee that the performance that we will get is the one that the VNF provider is promising us.
What is next for Telefonica in terms of this transition?
I think that the next step is making the ecosystem grow. Right now we have several network functions that are able to be deployed on a virtual environment, but not all of them are getting the performance that we could expect from. I think that there is an effort from the community in general and also Intel as part of that community to make things progress. In the context of Telefonica, what to identify the gaps that might be in the orchestration. Right now we have a model that allows us to deploy data plane virtual network functions, but we need to move forward and try to drive new capabilities in the orchestration platform. Things like scale up, scale down of a VNF, and also the scale up and scale down of virtual network functions are critical. Also, the incorporation of monitoring and other performance capabilities in OSM to measure how well the VNF is behaving is also important. And in general, things that allow us to have a production-ready platform for orchestration. That this is the goal for next release of Open Source Mano, which is targeted for October this year.
Well, thank you so much, Gerardo, for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure.
It's been a real pleasure for me, too. Thank you.